أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about the precision of the creation of Allah, the precision in the calculation of the movement of the different planets, etc. And that was the second form of signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had left for mankind. Here in these verses, in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the third sign that Allah had left. One was the sign of this earth, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ, that when this earth was dead, Allah sent down rains and the earth had become lush once again. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us beyond the land, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's great kudrat, Allah's power, Allah's might, and also Allah's favor upon man. And Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ, and for them is a sign, أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, that certainly we carry their offspring, fil fulkil mashhoon, in a fully laden boat. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to two aspects. One was this, that this earth was land and only land. And then came the floods of the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before the floods had come down, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom, in His knowledge, Allah had known that man needed to travel through sea, through water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, wasna'il fulka bi'a'yunina wa wahyina, that now the need had come for man to travel upon waters. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah commands Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam to build this ark. And Allah is very clear in the Quran that man would have never known how to build his boat if it was not for the wahi that Allah had sent down to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. In front of our eyes and through our wahi, you will build this ark, you will build this boat. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown man how to do it. And at that time, the children of Adam alayhi salatu was salam were saved. In that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the believers to embark on this ark with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had saved him. And this is in fact the commentary of some of the mufassirin that have stated that here Allah makes reference to Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. However, the context of the ayah itself is very broad, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed man how to sail upon sea. And we know it is a common thing that if man has to dip one's feet into the oceans, one will drown. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His kudrat and His power, a ship does not sink, a boat does not sink so easily. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps it afloat on the waters, and this is the great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now these are things that we see daily. Every day we will see it, every day we will experience it. But we do not ever attribute this to the kudrat and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not attribute it as a favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unto us, that man can travel over the seas and man can travel from one place to the other. If we have stopped traveling by boats and ships, our goods will come over the seas, and it comes from one place to another, from one country to another. And this is a great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, and we have created like it such conveyances by which man rides, by which man travels. Now some, the Arabs used to say that the ship or the boat of the land is the camel. And some have stated that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to that, that even on land, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made sure that man's goods, man himself, can be transported from one place to another. Goods in quantities, large quantities as per those days, were transported over the land via these camels. And again, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself had made arrangements for, so that man will be able to travel and man will be able to move his goods. But Allah says, وَإِنَّ شَاءَ نُغْرِقْهُمْ. If Allah Ta'ala so desired, Allah could have drowned man into the sea. And we could have had more and more casualties on a daily basis, and man would have never been able to travel from one country to another, especially of those days, over the seas, across the seas. Our goods would have not been able to come from one place to the other. As the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the great renowned commentator of the Quran, he says with regards to the previous ayah, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُم مِّن مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. And we have created the likes of the boat by which man travels. He says it is not far-fetched that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the modern invention of aeroplanes, etc., that travel over the sea. In other words, via air, it travels over the sea, and in that way man and the property and the goods of man is transported from what Allah so desired, sunk those boats and man's goods from one place to another. Fala, so there would have been no one that would, in the middle of the ocean, that would have just drowned. The boat would have sunk, and no one would have known anything what had happened to it. Today we see planes go missing and no one knows what happens to it. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ. There is no one to hear the cry of those hundreds of people that just disappear, people that just die like that. And Allah says, وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. And they will not be saved. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has allowed us the utilization of this earth, the waters of this earth, the oceans of this earth. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. But as a rahmah and a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the free utilization of the oceans and the waters. وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And a benefit for a fixed time, the day of qiyamah, what will be blown. And in these short, draw our attention to the ni'mat of Allah, that is for us to open our eyes to realize. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.